definiteness of the way of the order. In this system that accepts the requirement of generation of calm abiding and special insight in sequence, if you ask, what is the fault of a person who has first understood his selflessness and then simultaneously generates calm abiding and special insight, focusing on emptiness? So here, the order of the arisal of special insight and the calm abiding, so that is in sequence according to the sutric system, and whereas from the tantric system, the two can be generated or developed simultaneously. So because in the sutric system, it says that when you are focused single-pointedly, and when you are placing your mind on the object, and there, when emphasizing on the generation of calm abiding, so if you involve some kind of analysis, that would then hinder or distort the stability. And whereas the two, calm abiding and the special insight, in the sutric system, so if you start to practice simultaneously, so one would then hinder the arisal of the other. It is not said that calm abiding is a prerequisite. However, development of special insight as a meditative result by a person who has not attained meditative fruits on emptiness without preceded by analytical meditation is possible in the highest yoga. But in the three lower tantric classes and here, before attaining calm abiding, even if one seeks the meaning of selflessness and undertake repeated analysis, it is impossible to achieve calm abiding just by that. If one does only concentrating meditation without analysis, even if one achieves calm abiding, that does not in any way entail the practice of special insight. Hence, the sequence of developing first calm abiding and then special insight remains. The process of generation of special insight is merely the arisal of pliancy. Through the analysis of the wisdom of individual realization, hence, be it in terms of suchness, all the multifarious, the order is definite in this way. Otherwise, it will contradict the sutra and the texts of many scholars and adepts. This order is also only when it is newly generated. Subsequently, special insight could be meditated first. And it is also possible to develop a calm abiding included in the actual by relying on a special insight that is included in the preparation process of training in them individually. This has three parts: training in the calm abiding, training in special insight, and the process of the union of the two. First, training the calm abiding. This has three parts: relying on the collections of calm abiding, the process of meditation after having dependent on that, and the measure of having achieved calm abiding through the meditation. So the meditation on calm abiding, or the calm abiding in itself, is not something unique to Buddhism. This is a common quality commonly being shared by the Buddhists and the non-Buddhists alike. So whether or not this calm abiding practice will have contribution or benefit to achieving enlightenment would be basically determined by whether or not you are in possession of bodhicitta. So, relying on the collections of calm abiding. Abiding is a suitable place that possesses five qualities: to have less desire, contentment, less activities, more and pure morality, elimination of conceptual desire, are the causal collections of calm abiding. The process of meditation after having dependent on that, this has two parts: preparation and actual preparation. Meditate on the teachings about preparation like bodhicitta and so on. Actually, this is two parts. By what physical behavior one should meditate and explaining the actual stages of meditation. First, the actual by the eight featured physical conduct. Explaining the actual stages of meditation. Joy and happiness nourishes the body, and one abides in happiness in what is seeable. Having found pliancy, one becomes serviceable to virtuous practice. Being free from distraction towards wrong objects without control, negative deeds will not arise. The power of virtue will be great, and the clairvoyance and miracles will be quick. Realization of profound spiritual insight will grow, and the cyclic existence will cease. Moreover, by meditating on it, one sees the qualities of meditative stabilization and will get attracted to it and develop faith, from which arises aspiration, from which arises effort, and from that arises pliancy, and that will totally stop the laziness that makes the meditative stabilization decline. So here it is said the 8 antidotes to overcome the 5 folds of meditation. So next, how to do while focusing on the object? This is 2 parts. Identifying the base object towards which the mind is set, and the process of how to set the mind on that. First, identifying the base object towards which the mind is set. This is 2 parts. Presentation of the object in general, and identifying the object at the hand. Presentation of the object in general, this is 2 parts, showing the actual object and showing what person should focus on what object. Showing the actual object first. In general, there are 4 objects: pervasive object, object of analytical training, object of the wise, and object of purifying the delusions. Showing what persons should focus on what object, particularly from meditating on ugliness by those having strong attachment, to focusing on exhalation and inhalation by those having great conceptual thought, and also examine the manner of arisal of the great, middle and small delusions and so on, towards the 3 kinds of objects of attachment and so on. This is for the sake of knowing and objects like attachment and so on that are to be abandoned, as well as their antidotes, identifying the object at hand. To those having strong conceptual thought, focusing on the wind is best. Similarly, there are many advantages of focusing on images like that of the Tathagata, hence practice just this. Observe frequently a very magnificent image and form the teacher and the form of the teacher, and retain mentally its characteristics. This is for the sake of reflection of the general image of the Buddha. Taking the Buddha image as the object of meditation would have 2 purposes. The purpose of recollecting the Buddha's qualities, and the purpose of accumulating merit because of being focused on the Buddha image. Then visualize the actual Buddha in the mental level. Meditate on the parts of the image gradually from the coarser level that are easier to visualize, and having achieved stability, meditate on the subtle ones. It is impossible to achieve calm abiding with many objects. Visualize gradually the head, 2 hands, the main body, and the 2 feet a few times. So, if you shift your object of meditation, of single-pointed meditation, so there, it is very unlikely that you can achieve calm abiding. So it is always advised that we be focused on a single object all the time for to achieve calm abiding. After which, if one is able to reflect mentally the general form, and at the same time, if one is able to distinguish the coarser limbs from the head to the feet, then even if it is not clear with the illuminations, that is enough, and you have found the object of focus. you visualize again and again, hoping for more clarity, the clarity may increase, but that will become a hindrance to the meditative stabilization. Even if it is not very, very clear, if you do not miss the object of focus, meditative stabilization will be quickly attained and clarity will be easily achieved. But the object of meditation is not to be confined to something narrowly, but you can even choose a piece of wood or a piece of pebble and so forth as the object of your meditation. And in terms of Tantra, there is the mention of the meditative shamatha based focused on the various channels and so forth. And for someone who is intelligent and having a powerful wisdom, so he can then choose emptiness, the very quality of the absence of intrinsicality as this object of meditation, of shamatha. So there, this is typically called as finding the meditation through the view. First, getting insight into the ultimate reality of the view, and then proceeding to achieve the meditation or the karma abiding.